Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, post art. Kindred Post, a post office, gift shop, and gathering space in downtown Juneau, held a recent art contest. The prize? 10 winners will now get their art printed on the shop's postcards. The selections came from around the state and from a deliberately diverse group of artists. KTOO's Scott Burton has more.
Kindred Post's sidewalk sandwich board reads, stamps, boxes, shipping services, handmade and Alaskan-made gifts, and good vibes. An image of a woman wearing an American flag hijab that reads, "We the People," is in the storefront, and just inside is a hoodie that reads, "Social Justice Hustle."
When we first started Kindred Post, I'd had this dream to fill it with local art.
Artist and writer Kristi Nami Erickson has owned the business for 3 years. Beyond post office-y stuff, it's known for selling artful jewelry, happening First Friday art gatherings, and tiny post office concerts. Still,
people come here every day to buy postcard stamps, and then they're always looking for postcards.
Erickson had already tapped some of Juno's usual suspects for art, so a contest seemed in order, and it had a bonus.
We'd be able to learn about what type of art and artists might be out there that we weren't familiar with already, and we opened it up statewide.
250 submissions came in between July and August. Among the 10 winners is Tom Chung, who teaches art at the University of Alaska Anchorage. The images of him riding shirtless on a moose in front of the backdrop of an Alaskan wilderness.
I don't see representations very often of Asian males, and so I use myself because it's a little bit of an act of rebellion, I guess, that I believe I live in a culture that says that I am not desirable or not beautiful, and so I place myself in these sort of images of desirability or masculinity to kind of rebel against that.
So I submitted 6 pieces, and the one they selected is called White Raven.
Crystal Whirl is a Juneau-based mixed-media artist and business owner that works in paint and fashion design.
I like to acknowledge my Tlingit side using Formline, and then I also like to acknowledge my Athabascan side through putting beadwork, floral patterns in my paintings. This one has a seaweed pattern that looks like a growing stem. There's a moon below Raven. You get the feeling that you're looking up into the sky, up at Raven, and this is coming down, and it feels also like you're underwater.
Additional winning images include a humpback whale in watercolor, a fox under the aurora, an image of a hand-embroidered umbrella. Some of the winning artists' names are recognizable, some not, including a kid's marker drawing of a large green dinosaur-like beast sort of hugging the Kindred Post store. Having a diversity of artists is important to store owner Erickson, who studied social justice in college and co-founded a poetry slam in Juneau that is known for inclusiveness and empowering voice.
I had a equity clause built into the competition, so we wanted to prioritize artists who have otherwise had social marginalization and maybe not have had as much access to artistic opportunities as others.
I thought that was really great. I noticed that.
Tom Chung.
And we were allowed to write a little comment with our submission, and I wrote, "I'm a gay person of color that also lives with a disability." And it's not just, I guess, to give a leg up to people that might need a little more encouraging, but also being inclusive to all sorts of, you know, diversity. It expands the range of viewpoints that can be shared.
Why is that important to you? Social justice and equity. Why is that a part of your business?
Our success is tied to the success of our neighborhood, of our city, of our community. And so if you have that type of commitment to the place or the people that you belong to, then the question for me would be, why would you not be committed to social justice? Why would you not want to raise up and work towards equality for all of its members?
For AK, I'm Scott Burton.